The sky turns into a pinkish haze. Purple clouds dot the horizon as a deep crimson sun descends below the hills. It's that special time of day, and here we are, once again, together and yet all alone. We are the phantoms of lives no longer lived, shadows of a world that no longer exists. All of this to say, we are human. To my first official show. I'm happy to have you here with me tonight. It's been about a week now since I moved here. Before that, well, the details are a bit hazy. But from what I've heard, that's a pretty common experience. We were somewhere else, and now we're here. With no real memory of what came before. It's kind of freeing. The slate is wiped clean, and the stage is set to do whatever you will. Personally, I think I like it here. Towering buildings, clean streets, twinkling lights, and a jazz hop cafe on every corner. It's charming. The train system is also very nice. It made my super stressful day a lot easier. From what I can tell, this is a pretty nice place to call home. Although, I'm not super sure how much you can trust my opinion. I don't remember any other place, so who's to say if the city is better or worse? Well, anyways, I've probably rambled on long enough. We should move on to the news or something. There's a list of things I'm supposed to get through here on the desk, so I should probably get started on that. That's what a professional radio person does, right? I think. I actually don't really know. An envelope with directions to the station arrived at my door this morning. There was a note that said I've been chosen to be the new nighttime host. So here I am. Doing the best I can. It was stressful trying to find this place and get a ride on such late notice, but here we are, together at last. And there is nowhere else I'd rather be. There's nowhere else I really know that I prefer, but more on that later. First, we should probably go over traffic.
A warm wind whistles with a whimper all through Willow Way. Particular people own patrol the promising premises for a probable party. The Cavaliers are composing a captivating concert for all who care. Marvelous music is making a merry moment for many mightily moving through. If you're in the area, be sure to stop by and join the fun. And this just in. Those of you hoping to take the L train home tonight, expect delay. A thick fog has settled across the way. There is a man in a dark coat with glasses to hide his eyes. He says he is searching for someone, but he speaks in lies. Who is this person whose air is so sad? Why is he searching for love that went bad? And that's all I can see for traffic tonight. So, take care. I've been in the city for about a week now. It's been a pretty smooth transition. It's been a week, and I already have a job and a home. I can't really complain, but, well, it was an interesting week. The first day, I woke up in an apartment without any memory of how I got there. It was terrifying at first. I thought maybe I'd been kidnapped or something, but I wasn't tied up, and I didn't have any memories that would suggest abduction. I didn't have any memories in general. It was a weird situation, to be sure, but the apartment was decorated to my preferences, and I checked the kitchen, and well, it was fully stocked with things I would want to eat. So everything was set up just for me. It's like I'd been living here the whole time. That can't be it, right? I don't remember being a child or school or any indications of a past. And yet I assume it happened. I live and talk to my neighbors, and yet they didn't know me, and I didn't know them. There's a life and a world that I am disconnected from. Don't get me wrong, this is a beautiful place to be, but it's the only place I remember being. Why is that? Anyways, hopefully I'll figure out more as we go along. But for now, the list says I need to play an ad. All right, hold on while I try to figure out what button this is. Yeah.
The lights are shining. A warmth settles within you. Let's go of the past.
Rose Cafe, 8th and Willow.
Good times are ahead. Forget all your worries. Just eat our pancakes.
Rose Cafe, 8th and Willow.
Just eat our pancakes.
All right. I think I'm getting used to this whole broadcasting thing. I hope so, at least. Random mysterious notes don't just show up at doors unless there's a reason, right? I like to think so. This week has been stressful and overwhelming, but I think I'm starting to adjust. Things are nice here. And I hope they continue to be nice as I meet the rest of you. So if you have any tips or comments, go ahead and call in. I'm not quite sure if I can take your calls or if there's really any way you can contact me, but we'll figure something out, right? We're all lost here together in a big, cozy city. We're all shimmering stars across a deep night sky that beckons the body into restful waves. Whatever comes next, we'll figure it out. And now, well, there's just a poem written and highlighted multiple times. So I guess I'll just read it to you as best I can. For a moment, just picture of an uncertain world, a place we forge together, however absurd. Do you think it could be home, our place to be? Could we fill up our yearnings within this fantasy? Very nice. All right, while I'm here, I'm going to see if I can get the phone lines working. There's an old purple phone plugged into the wall here, so maybe we can make something work. I'll also see if there's any social media platforms. You know, it's just a small thing to make the space a little bigger for all of us. There has to be some way for you to contact me, right? Hang on while I figure this out. In the meantime, here's another ad, I guess.
Hey there, kids, it's that time of year again. Snow's falling, the days are shorter, and many of you are cooped up inside and looking for things to do. So I'm here today to give a few helpful tips that you need to know to stay healthy and safe during the winter. First of all, stay hydrated. It's hard to remember when the sun's not constantly beating down on you, but keep drinking that water. 8 cups a day is recommended, but feel free to guzzle down as much as you need. Remember, hydrate or dehydrate. Second, bundle up, especially when heading outdoors. This one seems like a no-brainer, and yet you would be surprised how many incidences of pneumonia and hypothermia are caused each year from people not remembering their coats. It's cold out there, so be sure to prepare. Finally, number 3. Be responsible with all your occultic summonings. Seriously, these rituals are dangerous and often rather messy. Keep within your skill level. Don't try conjuring anything more than a familiar spirit or a minor demon, because more than that is harder to handle. Think before you act, and don't become another statistic. Well, that's all for now. Be safe, be healthy, and stop making our job harder than it needs to be. This message was brought to you by your local chapter of the Space Patrol. Stay safe, kids.
So, I've taken a look around the studio. There's a computer in the office, and it's already loaded with an email and Twitter for me. So that's pretty convenient. I'll be sure to get you all that info once I work out the details. In the meantime, I can answer a few of your letters. During the break, this small raccoon with the backpack crawled in through the window. His name tag says his name was Darian. Or her name tag? I don't know. How do you tell with raccoons? Anyways, Darian has a few notes for me to read. Just little messages from the community that you all want to hear on air. So let's read a few together. This first message goes out to a Sammy S. and a Ben A. Why do those names sound so familiar? Anyways, Sammy and Ben, your friend Micah really misses you. They had a lot of fun on the last adventure you had together, and they were really hoping to keep that fun going. It's okay that you've been away for a while. They don't care. They just want to see you both living happily and keeping the story going. If anything, they just want you to finish what you started. Don't leave them hanging. Aw, that's really sweet, Micah. I hope this could help. This next message is from Della Thomas, who runs the Boba Tea Shop and Bakery just down the road from here. She wants everyone to know that the glitter and stardust infestation is taken care of, and the shop is reopening. Della is sorry for the delay, but she's looking forward to bringing newer and better boba to the listening public. Good for you, Della. I'll be sure to stop by once this broadcast is over. And now, the last thing that little raccoon handed to me before running away is a crumpled up piece of paper. unmarked. It's hard to make out, but it looks like it's addressed to... Marina? Marina. Huh. Funny, my name's Marina. And it's spelt exactly like this. What a coincidence. Anyways, this paper writes, "The city is not what it seems. You've made a terrible mistake, and now you're trapped. Keep fighting, Marina. Don't let them bury you in lies, or else we may never find you again. Stay strong. We're coming." And then there's this picture of three people sitting together by a bridge, and is this me? It looks like me. Hey, Darian? Where did you get this? Darian? Excuse me, everyone, but I feel like this can't wait. Stay tuned while I wrestle answers out of a tiny garbage bear. Darian? Oh, he's in the trash. Hey, get out of there! I need you to explain some things! Hey! I think that's all for tonight. Thanks for spending time with me. Stay tuned for the sounds of a girl interrogating a raccoon. Alright, good night, everyone.
Dreamgirl City is a production by N.J. Schultz. Theme music, also produced by N.J. Schultz. All other songs are royalty-free music. The poem of the week today was "An Uncertain World," also by N.J. Schultz. For more credits and things in the future, stay tuned. I don't know what I want with this yet, but we're getting there. And in the meantime, remember, if you're not dying, you're not trying.